First, I want to take a minute and I want to thank all of the teens for the effort that they've done here, for the work that they've put in. We did a few more practices this year than normal, and I greatly appreciate that. It was 11 years ago when we did our very first program with the older kids. And it was a group of girls that came to me and said, "Miss Misty, we don't have any program for us after sixth grade, and we'd really still like to do something to serve the Lord." And so I talked to Pastor Lynn, and he agreed to let them do a Reader's Theater that year during the little kids program. And after that, we went back and we talked with the youth, and they all wanted to participate. There was 11 of them at that time. And we took all 11 kids, and of course, if you know anything about plays, they write them for 6 to 10. So we had 11 kids, and we had our first program. And every single year that we have done these programs, Brian Hartman has showed up at our practices, has run all the mics, has put up with all the kids, messed with the batteries, fixed the wires, and never once complained or got irritated. And so I want everyone to know that for 11 years, I greatly appreciate him and the work he's done with us. Steve Smith has videoed every single year, every play, and put copies so that for families that can't be here, they can see them. So I greatly appreciate the effort that he's done. Over the years, I've had a few assistants. Gail helped me for many, many years, and I greatly appreciated her work. This year, Kelly is here, and Mrs. Carbon, she did a wonderful job with stage props, seeing everything. And as the kids know, when we're here at practices, I have a tendency to lose my scripts. They can be anywhere in this auditorium. They can be in the bathroom if I'm going with the kids, if they're in the office. And my assistants always seem to have an extra script to hand to me so I can keep working with the kids. So thank you for all those that have helped, and a special thanks to the parents that see that the kids are here that allow me to work with them. It has been a great opportunity, and I have truly enjoyed it. This year, we have 29 kids that volunteered to work in these programs, and we're going to be performing 3 plays for you. So without anything else, I'm going to get them started. So thank you very much.
Hello, and welcome to the Teen Christmas Program. My name is April, and I will be your narrator for the first play entitled The Christmas Gift. I would like to start by introducing the cast. First, we have the Johnston family. Blake Johnston will be playing the father. Blake's wife will be played by Katie Carbaugh. The Johnston children are Mallory Heilman, Corey Johnston, and Amy Gross. The part of Corey's friends will be played by Adam McCoy and Hunter Wyatt. The next family is the Carbaugh family. Mr. Carbaugh will be played by Philip Carbaugh. Kirsten Heilman will be playing his wife. Their spoiled children are played by Ben Hartman, Kylie Dougherty, and Leah Johnston. We will be watching as both families celebrate Christmas in 2 very different ways. Our hope is that you will see the similarity of the way the world spends Christmas and the way Christ would want his birthday to be spent. That's right, his birthday. Christmas is not just a day of presents and materialism that the world would like you to believe. It is Christ's birthday, and we should be careful how we celebrate it.
Mom, I found the manger ornament. I was looking for it because I knew it was your favorite.
Yes, it is. Do you know why it's my favorite?
Of course, because it reminds you of how Jesus was born. He didn't choose a castle or even a really nice home.
He was born in a stable, so everyone, no matter how poor, could come to him.
That's right. It was such a miracle and an example to all of us. Did you kids find your favorite ornaments?
I did. I picked the lion and the lamb ornament.
Did you pick it because you like animals?
No, I picked it because of what we've been learning in family devotions. Dad was telling us how the lion was going to lay down with the lamb in Revelations. I think it would be awesome to see them together. Maybe even lay down with them, or at least pet them.
I'm happy that you picked that one, and that you're paying attention during family devotions. Amy, which one did you pick?
I picked the star, because I like the way it led the wise men to Jesus. I think it'd be fun to follow a star through the wilderness.
Maybe someday you'll find your Prince Charming, and he'll take you out to the wilderness for your honeymoon.
I hope so.
Which one did you choose, Dad?
I picked the cross. It reminds me of how Jesus was born to die, that he died for me, and that he should always be the most important thing at Christmas and the whole year throughout. Mallie, you're kind of quiet. Which one did you pick?
Well, I had a really hard time deciding. I love how important the cross is, and I really like the stars, but I chose the shepherd boy.
Why did you choose that one?
Because God chose the shepherds to come see baby Jesus first. That shows how special everyone is. He picked the people no one would pick, and he honored them.
I never thought of it that way, but I guess you're right.
And I know that I would probably come in that last group. And it makes me feel special to think that if God chose the shepherds, he might choose me to do something special someday.
If you always seek God's will, I'm sure he'll use you in a special and unique way.
The tree looks beautiful. I'm really proud of how you guys decided to spend Christmas this year.
I am too. When I made the arrangements at the nursing home in the shelter, the people had tears in their eyes. I'm really sure that they'll appreciate the gifts and time we'll be spending with them on Christmas.
Do you kids have any regrets about not having anything big under the tree?
Not me, Dad. Besides, I don't really need anything.
I just want to do something nice for others. I see people at church doing nice things all the time, and I can't wait to be just like them.
Me too. I wasn't sure at first, but I prayed about it like you said. And I know that Jesus would be happy about the way we are spending his birthday.
Yes, I believe he would be. Kids these days think Christmas is all about them and what they should receive. I feel sorry for them. They're truly missing out on the joy and fun of Christmas.
Did you guys get the last of your gifts wrapped and made? Christmas is just a few days away, and I'm sure there's still a lot to do. Also, don't forget to practice your nursing hymn song.
We won't, Dad.
I'm so proud of them. They worked so hard on those crosses, ornaments, and birdhouses. Amy and Mallory even made a couple of blankets.
Did you see how nice Corey's cross ornaments came out? He even picked a verse and inscribed each one.
Yes, it worked very hard. Let's go have devotions with them before bed.
The Carbaugh family has been going through a rough time. Mr. Carbaugh's hours have been cut at work, and he's really worried about money. They don't usually spend much time together, and his children want the coolest, most in things for Christmas this year.
Where'd you get all those shopping bags?
I did a little shopping.
A little? Huh! Looks like you bought out the whole store.
Quiet!
I thought we agreed to cut back.
You're going to upset the kids. They expect to have everything they put on their list under the tree.
We agreed to cut back! There are other bills that are more important. They don't need anything right now. They shouldn't even have a list!
This is how we always do Christmas. We charge everything they want and pay it back over the next year. It's the joy of Christmas.
That was fine when I had steady work. But with the economy right now, this is foolish. This is not joy.
Foolish? Foolish? Are you calling me foolish? You're just being mean and grouchy.
No, I am not. We talked about this and you didn't even listen to one word I said. What if we can't pay it all back? You're going to have to make some returns.
I'm not making any returns. I haven't even finished shopping yet.
Are you kidding me? Not finished!
I just want to make the kids happy.
They never seem happy, no matter how much we buy them. I just can't believe this is how it's supposed to be.
What are you trying to say?
I didn't think my whole life was going to be, what'd you get me from my kids, and you're not making enough money for my wife. I just wish someone was happy to see me instead of my money.
Hey, Mom, you're back from shopping. Did you get that PlayStation game I asked for?
Hey, Mom, since you're home, can I have my new phone early? I need to Snapchat my friend. And this old thing has a terrible camera. I need to look my best.
You've got to be kidding me! Maybe there won't be any gifts this year!
Right, Dad. Come on, Mom. Just give me the phone. I like surprise on Christmas. Besides, there'll be other presents for me to open.
Dad, we know there's going to be presents. Mom bought some in earlier, and I hope there's more in a trunk.
If Leah gets her phone, I want my games.
You'll just have to wait till Christmas. Now let's get in the spirit and finish decorating the tree. I bought some cookies, and we can make some hot chocolate.
No thanks, Mom. I'm going out with my friends.
Sure, I'll help decorate the tree if you give me my games.
There will be no early presents!
Fine, but if you won't give me my new phone, I'm going to my room. It'll take me the rest of the day to get a good picture with this phone. I mean, it's over like a year old.
I'm going to go play video games. I can't believe you just won't give us one present this year. You're really crabby.
That's enough! Everybody's going to stay right here, and we're going to decorate that tree! I've never seen such ungrateful children in all my life! I wish I knew where I went wrong!
I'll stay, Dad.
Fine, you don't have to go crazy on us. We'll help with the stupid tree.
There, honey, they'll all stay.
Great. I'm real happy now. My wife spends more money than we have. My children don't appreciate anything. And we're forcing them to spend time with us. I remember when Christmas was fun, and you only got one thing. Sometimes it was a pair of socks or underwear. And believe me, you were happy to get it too. What happened to those days? Sometimes I wonder what Christmas is really all about. Hey kids, come look over here.
What's the big deal? The Johnsons are just outside.
Oh, not just outside. Look, they seem happy.
They're always happy.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm going to find out why.
Right now? You can't go over there right now!
Yes, I can. You're coming with me.
Hey, Philip. Kirsten, it's nice to see you at Christmas. I believe my kids made a tray of cookies for you guys this year. We'll be bringing it over once we do our annual caroling.
Oh, that's real nice of you, Blake. But me and my wife have a couple of questions, if you have a few minutes.
I don't have any questions.
Of course. Kids, why don't you go back into the garage and finish those lights? Come on in. Katie can get us something to drink.
Thanks, Katie. That's real nice of you. I don't seem to seem so nosy, but I've been watching your family lately, and I've been wondering, why are you guys so happy all the time? Even your kids seem happy. With the economy and Christmas, I just can't figure it out.
It's nice that you asked. We're happy because no matter what goes on in this world, we always know we have something much better to look forward to.
What? Is someone going to die and leave you a big inheritance? I knew you people came from money.
No, well, sort of. We are going to receive a wonderful inheritance one day, when we get to heaven. Jesus did suffer and die for us so that we could have that inheritance.
Oh, great. Here we go again. Church stuff.
Kirsten, there might be something to this church stuff. We are certainly not happy, and they are, so that tells me that they must be doing something right that we aren't. I want to hear what they have to say.
We do go to church, and this is where we learn about God and how to study His Word. It's taught me that no matter how tough things are in this world, we'll always have something much better to look forward to.
Come on, you probably got a big bonus or something, and were able to buy your kids all the latest stuff. Did you get them one of those new MacBooks?
I did not receive a big bonus. And besides, our family made a decision not to buy each other Christmas presents this year.
Why would you do that?
We realized that we didn't really need anything new this year, and there were some people that did. So, we decided to take the money that we'd spend on each other and spend it on people who really needed it.
Oh, so your kids already have the latest stuff. Probably went in debt big time last Christmas.
No, we used to have a tradition where we would buy the kids one big gift that would benefit the whole family, and then something small but really personal, just for them.
That sounds nice. But, like, what would you get them?
Last year we all got bikes so we could go biking together on the new trails. It gives us exercise and we spend quality time together as a family.
Then we got Mallory, Amy, and I matching lockets. Blake and Corey each got a new pocket knife.
That's it? That's all they got for Christmas?
Yes, and they were thrilled. Christmas is what you make of it. We celebrate the real meaning of Christmas. The gifts are just something to remember the day.
I see how this could work. But don't you kids feel, slighted when they go to school and hear what the other kids got?
Especially with that odd idea not to get them presents. I bet they were absolutely thrilled with that idea.
I don't know. Why don't you ask them? Corey, Amy, Mallory, can you guys come in here?
Is everything okay, Dad?
Sure. Mr. and Mrs. Carbo, I just have some questions for you.
We were just talking to your parents, and we wondered how you felt about them deciding not to get you any gifts this year.
They didn't decide that. It was our idea.
That's ridiculous. Why would you do that?
Because we see how much we have and how little others have. We just want to help people.
Jesus told us to serve others and to be an example. I don't think it would be right for me to have 2 or 3 winter coats when others have none. I can't wait to see the faces of the people at the missions house and the nursing home when we give them their presents.
Me too. They will be so happy.
Then Dad is going to share Jesus with them.
How can he share Jesus with them?
Tell them the Christmas of Resurrection story. Nothing is better than to hear what Jesus did for us.
Every time I hear it, I still get so excited.
I bet at least one of you wants that new high-speed internet phone.
No. What do I need one of those for? Can't keep me warm, feed me, or help me learn about God.
So you can Snapchat your friends and stuff.
That's okay. If they need to talk to us, they can come visit.
Or they can see us in church and school.
How can this be?
Thanks. You guys can get back to your Christmas lights now.
Hey, Corey, I was wondering. Do you think it would be okay if me and my family went to church with you sometime?
That'd be great, but why don't you guys come caroling with us tonight? We'll end at our house, and we can send your tray of cookies home right with you. Then you can follow us to church in the morning.
Why don't you plan on staying for lunch, and we can talk about the service together?
I think that'll be okay.
Sure, I guess so.
Well, we have to get home, make sure the kids don't pick up the presents, you know. The usual. Thank you for having us over.
Thanks. See you tomorrow.
No gifts? Really?
Thanks. See you tomorrow.
We've been praying for them for so long. Is God finally answering our prayers?
He is certainly working in their hearts. Let's go get the kids and pray for them.
At this time, we're going to have a piano duet from Kaylee and April.
Yes, I look forward to it.
What are you guys doing?
Making birdhouses for the shut-ins.
Shouldn't you guys be getting stuff ready for your own families?
No, we have a different type of Christmas.
What would that be?
Well, we bake cookies to take to the neighbors, then we go and volunteer at the shelter. We take some things to the shut-ins while we're caroling, and then we do a Christmas program at some of the nursing homes. This year we made blankets for the people who need them.
I didn't realize until today that you would be receiving anything big for Christmas this year. That must be tough. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's truly an honor. Your family should come and be a part of it.
I wish my family celebrated Christmas the way the Johnsons did. They celebrate the true meaning. My dad isn't saved and doesn't understand things like this.
My parents don't go to church either, so we both like to spend our time here and help out, so we kind of feel like we're part of the deal.
Here. Worry. Take some money and go buy some of the new PlayStation games the kids are playing. I wouldn't let you not get anything fun for Christmas this year.
Thanks, Mr. Carbaugh. But if you don't mind, I know a man from our church who could really use a new coat. If it's okay with you, I'd like to use this money and go buy him a new one.
He doesn't have a game system anyway.
What? You gotta be kidding me. It's okay, son. Use it to get something fun for yourself.
Thanks, but I would rather see that smile on Mr. Leonard's face when he gets his new coat. Maybe you'd like to be there to give it to him yourself. Games are fun, but helping people feels amazing.
It's not okay with you. You can give the money back.
No, it's okay if the guy needs a coat.
That's real nice of you, Mr. Carbaugh.
Man, would you like to help us? We still have a lot more birdhouses that need to be finished by Christmas.
Sure, Dad, can I?
That'd be great. I'm proud of you.
Come on, guys. There's more stuff in the garage.
Mr. Carbaugh was so happy when he got home, he told his wife all about the boys, the coat, but most of all about how his son was helping others. He said he hadn't seen Ben smile like that in years. Mrs. Carbaugh was also watching what was happening in her family. The Johnston girls had invited Kylie and Leah over to bake cookies for caroling. When she walked over and saw them laughing and singing Christmas carols together, she was shocked. She had never seen her children seem happier or more excited about Christmas. When they went caroling that night, her family was singing just as loudly as the others, and they were really enjoying themselves. After church on Sunday, they had a nice dinner with the Johnstons and found out a lot about Jesus in the Bible they had never heard before. It was time for a serious family discussion.
I'll come sit down in here because I have something to say. I know you guys are old enough to realize that my hours have been cut back and money's a little tight this Christmas.
We know, but we've always got everything we wanted before.
Yes, but with less hours, it's less money. Besides that, I now know that there's a real meaning for Christmas. It's not how much we receive or how much we give. It's about that little baby born so long ago in a manger.
I feel really bad about acting the way I did about the phone. I had a lot of fun with the Johnstons this week, and you'll never believe it, but none of them even have a phone.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Your mom and I talked about it, and she went to the store and tried to get everything on your list. We both realized it was wrong to do that. I want you to be aware that she took most of the stuff back and only kept what we could afford. We want you to have a Christmas, but this year we want it to be a meaningful holiday.
I want to say I'm sorry, not only because you won't be getting everything you put on your list, but also because I haven't been obeying your father and taking you to church and teaching you the things that I now realize are far more important.
It's okay, Dad, Mom. Seeing Dad and Corey give Mr. Leonard that coat yesterday really changed me. I want to be more like Corey. Can we hang out with the Johnsons some more tomorrow?
I think we should go, too.
We could start a new family tradition.
I'm so proud of you all. I was going to tell you this tomorrow, but I think now would be a good time. After spending the last couple days with the Johnsons, I realize I want what they have. I love our family, and I want us to be part of God's family. Yesterday when I was talking with Blake, he told me about salvation. He taught me about what Jesus did for me when he died on the cross. I asked Jesus to forgive me my sins and come into my heart last night. I have never felt better. I'm going to try really hard to be what God wants me to be.
Did you feel funny asking him about Jesus?
No. In fact, Blake told me he had been praying for our whole family for years. After I received Jesus last night, he said it was the best Christmas present he could ever receive.
How could that be a Christmas present?
Because Blake said when you lead someone to Jesus, there is no greater feeling, knowing that I will be in heaven with him someday and that he had a big part in it. I can't wait to learn more so I can lead others to Jesus. I know you guys don't completely understand, but if it's okay, I would like to invite the Johnsons over and have Mr. Johnson explain salvation to you like he did to me. It was so simple. I would like nothing better than to see that this family knows the way to heaven, just like I do.
I would really like to know more. I sure have seen a change in our family the last couple days, and it's definitely a good change.
I'm not sure, but I'll listen and I'll try to understand.
Us too.
When Blake went to the Carballs that night, it was great. He shared God's word with the whole family. He read Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." He had no trouble getting everyone to admit they were sinners. Then he read Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Mrs. Carball was really worried that because of her sin, she was going to die right then and there. But thank goodness there was a solution. Romans 10:9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. After a lot of questions and answers, Mrs. Carball asked Jesus into her heart. About 6 months later in Sunday school, Ben and Kylie were saved. And after much prayer and strong Christian friendships, Leah eventually received Christ. She is now heading off to Bible college in the fall. She never did get that cell phone, but she still uses her old one constantly. I guess you can't change everything.
At this time, we're going to have a special number from Mallory and Kirsten.
The first night. Thank you, young people. Give you a chance to stretch your legs a little bit. Take hymn books, please. Turn to hymn number 141. We'll stand and sing all the verses of Our Little Town of Bethlehem. We'll have the ushers come forward for the offering then. Thank you, Adam. Take your hymn books if you need it. Turn to hymn number 125. We'll sing Joy to the World. You may remain seated as we sing. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Verse 4. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. And wonders, wonders of his love.
I would like to start by introducing the cast of Baking for Love. First, we have our teacher, played by April Gross. And then we have our single ladies, played by Rachel Smith, Abby Gross, Annalise Johnston, Katie Carbaugh, and Sarah McCoy. This play is based on a normal human desire to be part of a couple. People don't like being alone, and they tend to forget that if they have God, they are never alone. God tells us in the Bible, in Hebrews 13, verse 5, that he, meaning God, will never leave us nor forsake us. Hopefully, the young single ladies in this play will lean more on God and less on man.
I heard she's a crazy cat lady.
I don't care, as long as she can teach me how to cook.
My grandma always said, I will never get a husband if I can't cook.
That's why I'm here.
I think we should pray about it, and God will give us the right husband. Our cooking shouldn't matter.
I know we should wait for God, but maybe this learning to cook will give us a larger pool of men to choose from.
I'm all about a larger pool of good Christian men.
I think you meant attractive Christian men.
Look at the view. This class even has a great view. The church softball team is right outside.
It'll be a shame once it starts to snow and they have to stop practicing.
We need to learn how to cook before Christmas. And maybe we could all do a church Christmas dinner using our new skills.
You mean showing off our skills.
Hello, class. Well, I guess you didn't see the sign. And in case you can't read, it says, no talking. I have found that the less you talk, the more work you get done.
Mrs. Gross?
I'm not a Mrs.
I'm not surprised.
What did you say?
We're sorry. How should we address you?
You can call me Miss April. Here's a recipe of all the ingredients needed to make a perfect cheesecake with a perfect caramel garnish for the top.
That sounds very complicated for our first class. Did you see the picture? It looks so good.
I hope we can hurry up and get this done so that maybe we can invite some of the team to come in and party with us.
Hopefully some of those guys are available.
I hope you aren't here just to meet guys. There will be no fraternizing during my cooking class. I plan to make each of you real chefs.
That might be impossible.
Today I am helping in the advanced class, so I'll need to leave you alone for short periods. This will give you the chance to be creative with your garnish and impress me with your ability to follow the recipe. I'll be right back.
With that attitude, we are not surprised she isn't a missus.
Whoops.
I think she's gone.
Have you guys seen this recipe? This class is going to be really hard.
The end result will be worth it if it helps me find my Mr. Right.
What's a whisk? Is this a whisk? Why do we beat eggs with a whisk?
You're worse off than I thought.
Let's read the recipe first and then start.
Work for me. Also, what's a garnish?
I can't believe you guys haven't even gotten started yet. There has to be no talking.
We're still trying to figure out what a garnish is. We haven't heard of one till now.
If you don't know what a garnish is, we're going to need to start off with a much simpler recipe.
I can make brownies from a box.
I can microwave mac and cheese.
I think I made jello once.
I cannot believe that every single girl that signs up for this class only cares about impressing men. Don't you guys understand? Cooking is an art. Men have nothing to do with it. I would think by now you would realize the only person you could depend on is yourself.
Well, what about God?
What?
The only person I can truly depend on is God. And if he decides to bring someone else into my life to make it better, that's great. But I'll continue serving him alone until that happens.
I guess I do feel really bad. I shouldn't be rushing God.
Me too. I guess I just get impatient. I'm not sure I understand. Are you all talking about the same God?
Yeah, we all go to church together at Puzzle Town.
We took a cooking class. We figured it would help make us more desirable.
Now we see we need to practice patience more than our cooking.
Look, let's just stop. We can start an easier recipe tomorrow. I believe you all talk too much, and I need to get set up for the next class.
Come on, we can probably catch the end of practice. Let's go!
I guess we're hopeless.
Hey, Abby, do you think you could tell me more about this God you've been talking about? Even I get tired of being so independent.
Sure.
I want to thank all of you for being here today. The final drama the teens are performing is titled Visitor in the Night. Telling unsafe friends and relatives about Christ can be a very difficult thing to do. It can sometimes be easier to talk to strangers. Kaylee Harvey will be playing the wife of Isaac Johnston as she struggles with telling someone she loves about her best friend, Jesus. Isaac and Kaylee have two children, played by Mark McCoy and Morgan McNally. Kaylee's lifelong friend is played by Jenica Hunter, and her husband is played by Tyler Long. Jenica and Tyler have a daughter played by Jenna Smith.
I love decorating in 70-degree weather.
Morgan, what are you doing with all those heavy clothes on?
It just doesn't seem like Christmas without the cool weather right now.
I wore this in honor of real Christmas.
Remember last year when I had to take my gloves off and put them back on just so I didn't get frostbite?
It was so cold last year that we had only put lights around the door.
It was Christmas weather. The snow was falling. I miss the snow.
I don't. I could get used to this weather. I even hung lights on the roof, and I might go golfing a little bit later today.
Well, I do appreciate the decorations this year. Last year, the door was really weak.
Weak? It was embarrassing. Everyone in that street had more lights than us.
Even Mr. Benton had more lights than us.
He's really old, Dad. You should be ashamed.
Hey, in my defense, I didn't know that cold front was coming.
Everyone told you to put the lights up Thanksgiving weekend, but you just had to wait.
It's not right. We need to properly enjoy Thanksgiving and not push it out of the way for Christmas. We never get to properly enjoy a holiday this time of year, and they probably already have the Valentine's Day stuff up in the stores.
I can understand waiting, but December 20th was a bit late. The turkey was long gone.
Everyone's a critic. Well, guess what? Mr. Benton is not going to beat me this year.
That's right, Dad. As long as it doesn't snow, we have the best decorations.
You're much more of a fair-weather decorator.
Uh-huh, you're funny. What's for dinner?
Well, since you like the weather so much, I thought we would grill some chicken outside. Tyler and Jenica are coming over.
Is Jenna coming?
Of course. Now you two go get cleaned up for dinner. They should be pulling in any minute.
Come on, Morgan. Let me help you take all your winter clothes off.
I am a bit hot.
Have you thought a little bit more about what we talked about the other night?
It's all I've been thinking about. We've been friends for so long, and every time I try and say something, I panic.
Well, she's been your best friend since junior high, and she needs to know that Jesus is your best friend too now.
I know, but I feel like so much time has passed. I mean, I didn't ask Jesus into my heart till I was in college, and, well, it was so new to me. I just didn't really know what to say. It's a lot easier for someone who grew up in a Christian home and a Christian school.
Hey, I may have went to a Christian school, but that doesn't mean it was always easier for me. You know what to say now, and you're not a new believer anymore.
I know. I guess I'm just afraid.
She's your friend. What's the worst that could happen?
Well, she could laugh at me, or worse, she could reject Jesus and end our friendship. We both used to make fun of the kids in high school that went to Bible club. We thought they were just nerds who needed to make friends.
I got news for you. You are one of those nerds now.
I guess I'm just afraid that if she laughs at me, it'll ruin our relationship.
Well, what kind of relationship is it if you can't share the most important part of your life with her?
I know you're right. Maybe you could just talk about it.
Hey, I've talked to Tyler many times about it, but Jenica is your best friend. It would mean more if it came from you.
I know, and if I get the opportunity, I'll try. But it sounds like they're pulling in now.
Hey guys, we're here.
Sorry we're late. Somebody waited till the last minute to put up the Christmas lights.
Oh, come on, Mom. They look really pretty.
I see someone else was hanging Christmas lights today.
Yeah, we were the last two houses in the neighborhood. That sounds like a success to me.
Success? Maybe. But let's not wait till April to take them down this year, guys.
For real, I have never met two men so afraid of the cold before. I guess that's why you're such good friends.
Can you pick me up for church on Wednesday? My mom has to work late and she can't drive me up.
Sure, but Mark and Morgan are already upstairs, so go head up.
Thanks, Mrs. Johnston.
We love having Jenna come with us.
Thanks for inviting her. She really enjoys it.
It's great for the kids to have a nice, friendly environment. She says they play games, listen to stories, and she even brought home a book to do activities in each night. She says she can earn points for her team.
It's really great that she likes it.
Thanks for dropping her off. I always have to work late on Wednesdays.
We don't mind, and in fact, we enjoy the service, too.
What service?
Did you get your Christmas shopping done yet?
I guess. I always forget a few things and end up having to run to the store for those last-minute gifts.
That's my wife, forgetful to the last minute. Last Christmas, we had to stop into Sheetz to buy a gift card. They were the only place open, and she forgot to give my dad a gift.
Hey, your dad loved that gift. He goes to Sheetz all the time.
Yeah, but it almost felt wrong to shop on Christmas Day.
Obviously, I wasn't the only one. The store was packed.
I felt really bad for the people who were ordering food.
Well, maybe the Sheetz food was just a little bit better than their wives' cooking.
Hey, you burn one turkey and you never live it down.
See? The whole neighborhood remembers.
It was kind of hard to forget with all the smoke coming from your house.
Well, if Tyler wouldn't have thrown it in the snow, we could have avoided that.
There's no snow this year. I don't know how I'm going to put out the flames.
Speaking of flames, why don't we go get some going on the grill? I'm starved.
Okay, come on, guys. I have everything ready to go outside.
Sounds great. I left a few things in the car. I'll meet you around back.
At this time, we're going to have a special from the girls' group.
That was a fun night, and the food was good, too.
Yeah, it was really nice.
What's wrong?
I really blew it. I had the perfect opportunity to say something to Jenica, and I completely panicked.
I guess you kind of did. Do you want to spend some time praying about it?
No, I think I'm going to pray about it on my own, but thanks.
Okay, well, I'm going to head up to bed, and I'll check on Mark and Morgan on my way up.
Okay, I think I'm going to read for a little bit, but I'll head up eventually.
Okay, good night.
Good night. The days are warm, but the nights sure are cold. Who are you?
I'm the visitor. I've come from a very dark place to give you this letter.
Ow, it's hot!
Everything's hot, hell.
My friend, I stand in judgment now and feel that you're to blame somehow. On earth, I walked with you by day and never did you point the way. You knew the Lord in truth and glory, but never did you tell the story. My knowledge then was very dim. You could have led me safe to him. Though we lived together on earth, you never told me of the Savior's birth. Now I stand this day condemned because you failed to mention him. You taught me many things, that's true. I called you friend and trusted you. But I learn now that it's too late. You could have kept me from this fate. We walked by day and talked by night, yet you never showed me the light. You let me live and love and die. You knew I'd never live on high. Yes, I called you a friend in life and trusted you through joy and strife. Yet on coming to the end, I cannot now call you my friend. Jenica.
It was just a terrible dream. Why do I smell smoke?
Are you okay? What are you doing?
I had the most awful dream. I truly failed.
What are you talking about?
I failed in my responsibility to go into the world and share the gospel. I didn't even tell my friend.
Finally, I'll give you some privacy.
I'm gonna call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, Tyler. Is Jenica there?
Kaylee, you don't know?
No, Tyler. No what?
Jenica was killed in a car accident last night. I thought someone would have called you.
What? No. No! Isaac!
Hell is a horrible place. It is a place filled with pain.
It's a place of complete darkness.
It's a place of fire and brimstone.
It's a place of weeping.
It is a place of torment.
Hell is a place we don't want to go. It's a place we don't want our loved ones to go. It is even a place we wouldn't want our enemies to go. I bet if I asked each and every one of you, you would be able to instantly name one person you need to share the gospel with. A friend, a family member. Don't wait. A day might be a day too late.
Or maybe you've never asked Jesus into your heart, and hell is where you're headed. Please don't wait. God doesn't guarantee another day. You might not have another chance. Ask yourself a question. If you were to die today, Where would you spend eternity? Eternity is forever. Pastor Grace.
Would you please bow your heads, please, and close your eyes just a minute? I want to just mention here before we pray, John 3:36 says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." They talked about here at the ending about a place called hell. And that's a place that we're all headed. We're all headed. Unless we take the step to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is what saves you. And then that faith is expressed to God in prayer. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Can I ask you a question this morning? Have you called upon the name of the Lord and asked him to save your soul? I did that when I was 9 years old, but you can be any age when you're saved, 9, 10, 20, 40, 60, 90 years old. It just takes a time when you call on the Lord Jesus Christ and put your faith in him and say, "Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I realize that I'm headed for hell, but I'm trusting you to save my soul. Please come into my life and save me today." If you've not done that, can I encourage you that this day you'd receive Christ as your Savior? Before I pray, let me ask you a question. How many here today can say, "I know 100% sure that if I would die today, that I would be in heaven"? Would you raise your hand? "I know I'm saved." Raise your hand. Amen. Just a sea of hands up. You may put those down. Maybe not. Maybe you couldn't raise your hand. Maybe you don't have that settled. You're not sure, but you can be. And you can make that sure today and ask Christ to save you right here and right now. You say, "Pastor, that's me. Would you pray for me?" No one's looking around. Please, Christians, be in a spirit of prayer. But if today you'd say, "I'd like to get that settled today," would you remember me in prayer? Would you just slip your hand up? Just right up. Okay, I see that hand. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Anyone else say, "I want to get that settled today"? Let's pray. Father, I ask, Lord, that you would just renew our passion for spreading the gospel, telling other people about the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for without Christ they'd have an eternity without him in a place called hell. So, Lord, we pray that you'll help us to reach out to our neighbors and friends this Christmas season. And then, Lord, I do pray for this one and for others perhaps that raised their hand, Lord, that you would help them to make that decision today, that they might accept Christ as their Savior. Lord, I pray for that. Pray for the conviction of your Holy Spirit, the work of that same Spirit in their heart and lives right here, right now. It would be clear. They would know what it means to be saved. We ask this now in Jesus' name. With our head bowed and eyes closed, would you stand to your feet, please? We're going to have a time of invitation, but no one looking around. That way, make it uncomfortable for anybody that wants to make that decision. Would you please stand? The instrument is going to start playing, Silent Night. And as the instrument plays, if you're without Christ here today, would you just slip out in the aisle? And we'll take a minute to have someone take you to a side room and introduce you to Jesus. Would you do that? I'll be right up here in the front. Would you just slip out? And we'll have someone that can show you how you can be saved. There's one that came. Is there another? Anyone? Maybe you've heard the gospel story many times in your life, and you've put it off and put it off and put it off. Maybe this is the first time you've ever heard it presented. Maybe the Lord is impressing upon your heart that you need to get this settled. This is the time to do it. What a great Christmas present if you would get that settled this morning. Anyone at all? Anyone else? Let's sing that song quietly. You can sing it. Please keep your head bowed and eye closed. Sing it to the Lord, Silent Night, Holy Night. Let's sing. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon Virgin Mother and Child, Holy Infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Would you look this way? Praise the Lord for one that's responded and is now being counseled. Let's pray for that person this morning. Teens, what a wonderful job once again. And just did a great job of presenting the truth of the Christmas story in three different plays there. And my only disappointment this year was not seeing Kaylee riding a little scooter, being an old person. I was disappointed. No, but great job. Carbaugh family, Johnston family, these girls, we need to pray for husbands for them. They were cooking. And this last group, great job of presenting the gospel. I'm still wondering who that one is that come down that representing hell there, but super job. Misty, thank you again for all your hard work in putting this together. Let's give them all a round of applause.